Welcome back, everybody, to episode 54 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're back after a week of vacation with the boys. I'm joined here, as always, by my two Toronto partners, Jordan Martin. How's it going?
Howdy. Good to see
you. Oh, good to see you. Long time no see. And Johnny Pace, also a long time no see. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good. Hey, Marty got the first intro today.
Yeah, I figured I always go to you for some reason, not even for any reason at all. I just figured I'd switch it up today.
Just kind of rolls off the tongue, eh?
Yeah, just Johnny Pace is fun to start off with, but hey, you know, switch it up. Yeah. Anyways, the entire reason we didn't record an episode last week was so that we can do an in-person one in Toronto. And turns out we didn't.
We got sidetracked, to say the least.
Yeah.
Tavra, I know you've been to Toronto before, and Marty, have you been there before?
I was there for a brief few hours for a layover.
Okay, so you guys got to experience it. Tavra, like I said, you've been there before, and you got to experience it this time with the boys. Like, what'd you guys think?
I thought it was crazy.
It's so big. It's just so big.
Yeah.
If you're not a city person or you're not used to that, it's just kind of overwhelming all at once.
Extremely.
Especially driving like legit downtown. Like if you're off the highway going through the streets, it's like you have no, like I was full out panic mode.
Oh yeah. Like to go 3 kilometers can take quite some time.
Oh yeah. It was like, I could walk faster than this.
100%. Like I think that city's perfect to visit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever live there.
If you had a setup where you could walk everywhere you needed to go, then it's kind of perfect that way. And there's a good transit system. I will give them that. Like the trains and the subways are like pretty legit.
Yeah.
You can get it's way easier to just take public transit than it is to drive down there.
110%.
So at least that part's an option if you do live down there. But I think it'd be a fun city to live in as a young person or like going to university. Yeah. I mean, we had a different university experience going to a much smaller school and obviously a smaller town.
Where we went to school, that's considered like the country compared to Toronto.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like we're out in the boonies.
I couldn't believe, how big it actually is once you're down there. I mean, we had a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
I was going to say. What would you guys like better, too? The nightlife in Soup or in Toronto?
Personally, I like it in Soup better just because it's cheaper. And when you go somewhere, I like to know people. I don't like to just kind of hang out and chill with being with you guys is good, obviously. But if you're with a big group of people, it's way more fun to kind of get out of your shell and be a little bit less responsible.
I'm gonna agree with Tavra on that one.
So you'd rather go out in Soup than Toronto?
The only fact that the people that you're with make your night out, right? It's not really as much.
That's very, very true. I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. And going back to what you said there, like when you know people at the bar, it does help. Like our last night, it was a mix of we were pretty tired.
Yeah.
I would say. We were kind of just hanging out in our own corner. But compared to the other nights, I think we ventured out. We made some new friends.
The first night we went out, we met up with a couple buddies that we had known or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were your cousins came obviously too, and we saw them, which was nice. But again, you're in a new place. It's kind of hard to we still did it, but it was kind of hard to let loose right off the bat.
Yeah. And especially there, where it takes a good chunk of time to get a drink or anything like that. Like you're waiting in line there.
Yeah. We were veterans that first night. We walked into the bar that first night. We were standing behind the bar. No one was paying attention to us. Then people moved. So we sat at the bar. Still no one was paying attention to us. So we moved to a table. Then we didn't really get many drinks there, and then we finally got a booth, and then we were starting to let it fly a little bit better, which is nice.
Oh yeah. And my cousins loved you guys. They loved DJ Taver as well.
Yeah, I had the turntables of glasses, I guess you would say.
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
What do you guys think of? What'd you say, Marty?
I said it was all the empty cups you were turntabling on.
Yeah, just flipped upside down, just dropping beats right in the middle of some bar that probably has a dress code.
Yeah, I think I was telling Marty, Tyler, I don't know if I told you, I went out one time downtown and they didn't let me in because I was wearing running shoes.
Yeah, like that's stupid.
I'm like, well, not coming here to work out. I'm coming to.
Like, what, do you want me to wear my fucking floor shimes?
Yeah, like, sorry, I left my my finest Gucci loafers in my bedroom. Like, sorry.
Sorry, these shoes are more expensive than my dress shoes, so I don't know what you're complaining about.
Yeah, so these are New Balance, buddy. And then I was looking at what he had on. I'm like, get out of here.
We had a pretty cool day before that, though. I guess we should go over with kind of what we did with Sherwood. That's why we were there.
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk, Marty? Did you have? I can't remember. Did you have travel troubles coming in, or was that Will?
No, I had travel troubles coming home.
Okay, so we'll get to that after then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like obviously a pretty cool experience. You guys were there the night before me, so I drove up in the morning. But I guess
talk about your day.
Oh my God, brutal day. I left Myrtle Beach. I was there with my family. We got up at 7 a.m. because my mom really wanted to take family pictures. So obviously you got to make your mom happy. Not my number one favorite thing to do, I'll say that. But you know, sometimes you got to sacrifice a little bit of happiness to make someone else happy. You guys know that.
You got to soak it.
You got to soak it. So we woke up, did that. Then I stayed on the beach till probably like 2. Went to the airport, flew from Myrtle Beach to Atlanta to Toronto. So I was in Toronto. I could have just got out at the airport, but I needed my hockey gear. So I flew to Ottawa, got to Ottawa at about midnight. Then I got home around 1, packed my stuff, went to bed around 2. Then I woke up at 5 a.m. and drove to Toronto to meet the boys. And yeah, I mean, there was no real time to have a nap. So I just kind of went with the flow all day and wasn't feeling too bad. And then obviously when you haven't seen your friends in a while, it's a little bit easier to stay up late. So I think I pulled a full 24-hour day. So it's pretty fun.
That's the usual when we travel. Eh? The first day is always like no sleep from the night before or whatever. And then seeing the boys or being somewhere with the boys, it's like having 9 cups of coffee.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. But yeah, so when I got there, what were you guys doing? You guys were working out or in the steam room or something? The hotel is pretty nice, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Johnny did a partial little tiny workout.
Just a pump, just a quick pump.
Yeah. And then we hit the steam room for like 10 minutes. And yeah. Then yeah, that was it.
That was about it. And then yeah, we met up with Tav in the room there. And then the boys headed over to, what was it called? Ford Arena?
Ford Performance Center.
Yeah. Okay. So it used to be called the MasterCard Center.
Yeah.
But it's the Leafs practice facility. And yeah, they had a really sick setup there, Sherwood. Like it was kind of cool. Like I think that was like our first experience with like a legit photo shoot with like a full camera crew and photographers and stuff like that, and like all the lights and
like just stuff. Like from the beginning, like the drivers picking us up and taking us places was pretty crazy too.
It was very professional.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was really well done. The presentation was cool too. They were going into like the technology and their new sticks and stuff, which that just baffles me because like when you think about it, it's like how much can really go into a hockey stick?
Yeah,
but apparently a lot. So
yeah, apparently there's a ton of work that goes into it.
And the three of us cannot reiterate. Reiterate? Is that the word?
Reiterate.
No, it's reiterate.
Reiterate.
Yeah.
What did I say? Retititate?
Resuscitate?
Resuscitate? Holy.
Yeah, anyway. We actually had to sign do not resuscitates to not disclose the information that we were given.
You know what? I'll simplify this. We can't repeat what they said to us.
That's way better.
But yeah, there's a lot of they worked really hard on these on their new line of sticks, and the boys got to test them out, and we went on the ice. The only issue I had was I couldn't see a damn thing on that ice. Like,
oh, I know.
And it was scary too, because if whoever, like, when you would miss the net and the puck would rim around,
yeah,
no idea where that puck is.
Yeah, you just stay in the middle of the ice.
I'm actually like shocked, like a photographer or someone with a camera or even one of us like didn't get domed in the head or the face.
Yeah,
because pucks were flying off the, like the bar or like the glass rimming around, like it was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, they had to keep the lighting dim for like the photo shoot, but obviously you can't have the lights on in one end and not the other. So
yeah,
we were struggling with vision for a bit, but hey, that's all part of the process.
How about those warm-up drills too?
Oh man,
those were hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew what they were doing.
No, and like you couldn't really like hear because it was like, I don't know why, like sound just didn't travel the best in that arena for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever that guy said, everyone's like looking at each other. We're like, oh my god, like what? And then someone would go and miss a pass by 10 feet, and then it was actually kind of funny.
Just laugh.
Yeah, you're just like, ah, it's not power skating, we're good.
Yeah, and then what, 6 hours later we were able to get off the ice. We had a long shift,
6.5 hours in skates like that. I don't know, like were your feet mangled?
Oh yeah, my dogs were barking.
Yeah,
yeah, your feet, Turtle?
Like it was squished.
Oh yeah. Hey, when you like get the pressure like right, yeah, here on the side.
Right on the temples.
It makes you like queasy.
Yeah, it was a tough day on the ice. But yeah, boy, were we snapping it around, eh?
Oh yeah, just tape to tape.
We showed him up. We showed him up. But then it came down to actually filming our content, and we got a few eyes on us, and
yeah.
That was tough. I heard because one of the girls that worked for Sherwood, she went to school with a buddy of mine, and when we were filming that, we were all over her Snap story.
Oh, perfect.
So I was like, oh, awesome,
lovely,
twerking on a Snap story, perfect.
Yeah, whatever. It's all for the video.
8 takes.
Yeah, not one.
No,
not two, but 8.
Yeah, and then first you got to practice the twerking too.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah. Right? Sure, and then how about the drivers that were like above us in the stands?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
At us.
Yeah, they're just having a good old chuckle at our defense.
We're like, no, watch, man, watch.
Yeah, it's okay. We're not embarrassed.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
We've done it in a lot worse places. A couple worse videos.
Yeah, we did it in the middle of a family resort in Arizona. So
yeah, we did it at the beach.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale. Outside Target Field in Minneapolis.
That also, yeah.
That one was actually funny because like people were like actually like looking at us like, what the fuck? But and then like we all play along with it. We're like, sorry, like we know, we understand, we think the same thing. So sorry.
I'll just shut up and don't look over here.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep walking. Give shots over there.
Yeah, that's how I felt on the beach when we were all in the water, like kind of facing the same way, really close to each other, doing the little dance.
Oh, we were doing the Beyonce put a ring on it dance.
Yeah.
I don't think that video ever got posted, did it?
No, thank God.
I think that was just Lawson's little trick on us for public embarrassment.
Yeah. If I was a family sitting at that beach and I saw that, I would have been like, oh boy, what are those guys doing?
And it's like the worst part too is like we're all in our bathing suits, we're all like, we're like clearly like in our mid-20s doing that, and people are like probably like, what the hell is going on over there?
Yeah, what is this world coming to?
Is the camera ready?
Just one tripod and 10 guys, eh?
Just
all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, that could be the name of a company. One tripod, 10 guys.
Yeah, obviously.
We do our minion walk home.
Oh yeah.
That was funny.
That was another public embarrassment part. After we went out one night, we were just screwing around with each other, and it was me, Will, Lawson, Johnny, and Marty, and we were just starting to walk home, and we had this like joke going all day where you would stand there super serious with all your fingertips touching together and hold it like in front of you like you're thinking. And so we made a rule in the walk home, it's probably like a 15 or 20 minute walk home, that you had to walk home with your hands in front of you like that all the whole way, and if you broke it, you had to drop down on the dirty sidewalks of Toronto and do 10 push-ups and then continue on.
And so, no way were any of the boys doing that.
Oh yeah, none of us wanted to do that. So obviously we're all glued, hands shut. We turned a couple heads. People were laughing at us, and we were walking all in single file too. So we probably looked like the biggest idiots going.
Those pictures are hilarious too.
Yeah.
The one girl was like, critically thinking. I like it, guys.
Yeah.
And then some people were bowing at us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the final street, we said if you cross the street, you have to hop over with 1 foot. So like the last street, we all had to cross the street hopping on 1 foot, so we didn't have to do push-ups in the middle of the street.
And that's like a five-lane street.
Yeah, it was a couple hops.
And then the best part too is because my cousins actually ended up going to Ruby Soho there. So yeah, right beside where we were. But I told them, they didn't answer in time really, but I told them before, I was like, hey, like we're leaving, like we're all tired and stuff. And then I didn't see their mess. I guess they messaged me like probably as soon as we agreed to keep our hands together, and I did feel my phone buzzing in my pocket. So I was getting missed calls and texts from like my brother and my cousins saying that they're there, but I couldn't see it until we got in our room, because that's when we could take our hands off.
Yeah. Yeah, so true.
I had to explain to them that we had to walk home like this.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah. I'm like, you'll never believe why I didn't answer my phone.
I actually didn't even think of that, because I was like, when we got home, I was like, why the hell would you not know that they were there? And then until just now, I realized that would be exactly the reason why you wouldn't know.
Yeah. And I was like,
I didn't even think of that either.
I was like sweating of stress, because I could feel my phone buzzing in my pocket, but I'm like, I ain't losing this fucking game. No.
No one wants to do sidewalk push-ups in Toronto.
It's like, if you lose, like you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to. Like that's,
yeah, just, and then you have to wash your hands for 15 minutes in scalding hot water.
Yeah. With like 9 different soaps.
Yeah. Every type of soap possible.
I'm going to go through 8 bars.
How was it?
Bones.
We also, your parents came down to visit. They were on their way to the Gaga concert.
Oh yeah, they said it was sick. And it was funny too. So my nonna, who again, she's 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, in like a box, like you could go like inside the glass, and then they have like that balcony with like the 2 rows of seats.
Yeah.
Apparently she did not move from the outside of that, like she was sitting like front row. She did not move the entire 2-hour concert.
Why, is she like Lady Gaga a lot?
Apparently she loves Lady Gaga, and I just found this out like this week. Like she loves Lady Gaga.
What's her favorite song?
I'll ask her.
Yeah,
let us know. Back
to us next week on that.
But yeah, no, I told you boys this story. So it, like, the reason they all went is because it was my Zia's 65th birthday. So my Zio wanted to surprise her with like the whole fam, take her out for dinner, and then go to this concert, because she's a Lady Gaga fan as well. And but my nonna, who was going, like she didn't know like the whole fam was going, so like my parents and stuff.
Yeah,
and we're at her house last week, and she's like kind of like subtly brings it up. It was just me and my dad, we were visiting, and she goes like, you guys know what's going on this weekend? My dad like knew, but like he didn't know that she was going, so he probably thought like she was thinking of something else. And he goes, no, like, what's going on? She looks at him and she's like, oh, never mind. And then walks away. And we're like, no, nah, like, no, like, you can't just say that. Like, what's going on? She goes, there's a Lady Gaga concert that I'm going to. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to. I'll see you there. Like, and then I'm like, Nonna, like, you love Lady Gaga? She goes, yeah, her name is Stephanie. She's Italian. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, sweet. Didn't know that.
Enjoy. Yeah.
But imagine there's just videos of your Nonna just crowd surfing.
She's just getting passed through the upper rows.
Or she's on the stage with Gaga just ripping vocals.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I told my dad to get her, like, you know, those oversized t-shirts you could get at a concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
I told him to frigging get her one, and he didn't. I was pissed because that would have been the best picture of all time.
Drip her out. Give her, like, a chain or something, too.
Yeah. And like a flat brim hat. Says Gaga on it. Or it says, like, monster, because I think that's what she calls her fans, or like her little monsters. It says little monster on the hat.
That would be insane. Get her a grill.
Get her a grill and then some big shades.
Yeah, she'd go viral.
Oh, yeah. She'd be the world's most popular Nonna.
What a transformation that would be.
Yeah, she's got a camera crew following her around and everything.
Do your guys' I was going to bring this up last week, but we didn't. Do you guys just ever drive you nuts when your mom asks waiters or waitresses at the restaurant what their favorite thing on the menu is? or if they ask, like, is that good?
I've never experienced that, but I have experienced a few times my mom sending food back.
Oh, that is the worst.
And I'm just like,
just eat it.
Hey, I don't care if, like, I get like 9 hairs in it. You just soak it.
Yeah. I'll just eat around those 9 hairs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just, like, the last thing I want to do out in public is inconvenience anyone I'm not related to.
Yeah, no, same.
I'm sending everything back.
Yeah. But there's like a way to, if you're going to send something back, like I would be like super apologetic, but like, I find like my mom would be like, yeah, no, this isn't right. And then I'm just like,
I know, you're just sitting there like, you're like, okay, no, I'm going to get spit in my food.
Yeah.
Cause no, but this is like your age. So you're like, oh, I know.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I was going to say, while I was on vacation, every single restaurant we go to, either like, whether it's ordering food or a drink, my mom would be like, so, is which one would you prefer, like this one or that one? And then she'd she or he would answer, and then she'd be like, is it good? And I'm like, mom, they work here, of course they're gonna say it's good. They're probably like, you know, like, they don't want you waste, like, you're spending money.
Yeah,
they're happy either way. They probably say get both.
The most expensive one is better.
Oh yeah, she's like, let me see the menu. Oh, definitely the tuna tartare.
Yeah. No, I think you should go with the 16 ounce, not the 12.
Yeah. No, it just drives me insane. They love doing that.
And it goes good with extra sides.
Yeah. It goes good with any side that's over $10. Pairs well with our most expensive bottle of wine as well, conveniently.
Yeah. No, but you want to enjoy yourself or not?
Yeah, no, I just was baffled. I didn't say anything because obviously I don't really care that much, but I was just like sitting there. I'm just like, can you not just like pick, like, they're going to agree with you no matter what you say.
How was Myrtle Beach though? Because you and your family, you've been going there for years, right?
Yeah. We've been going there for like 15 years. So
obviously the last couple of years, cause of COVID.
Yeah.
Took off. But so this was your first time back in what, 3 years?
Yeah, this was like 3 years. My last time going was right after my freshman year. So it was before I even met you.
Yeah. So do you guys like go to the same restaurants when you're there? Or you try to like venture out?
Yeah. Well, most of the time it's like similar stuff, or then a couple times we'll go venture out and find new stuff, but nothing really changes there. We stay at the same place every year, do the same thing.
Yeah. So do you have like a spot, like a restaurant that you're like, okay, like, fuck yeah. Like,
yeah, dude, I go to the Hibachi place. It's elite.
Is it better than the place in Chicago?
Yeah, like way better.
Oh, I love that.
Obviously, like not having to buy it and when we went in Chicago was nice because you don't really care what you order. Like I remember we were getting like two sushi appetizers that come like on flames, and then we'd get like some random other appetizer, and then we get a full hibachi meal with lobster. Then
Yeah,
we go for a dessert.
yeah, you're like, well, I'm gonna do the steak and the lobster. I might as well do the crab as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So that part's nice, but I like this place. It's just I don't know, it's just something about it's been good every time I've gone. So that's my go-to. What's
it
that?
what? It hits a little diffy.
Yeah, it hits Diffy for sure. For sure.
It's a little diffy. I always find it funny too when we go for those team dinners. Like, we don't go for a lot, but obviously, like, when we do that Chicago trip, we do the hibachi, and like the answer is usually pretty much the same every time. But like, every time we go, like, you're kind of just like looking around, being like, okay, who's getting a drink?
Yeah, no.
I always think that's so funny.
It's always like, and then it's always one random guy that just doesn't give a shit that gets it, and then everyone starts to get it.
Yeah, it's a senior that like just. They're like, ah, nah, I did my time.
Yeah, like I remember our first time there with Oscar. He ordered some like Corona or something or
A
Sapporo.
Sapporo, like the closest beer you can get.
Yeah, he ordered a Sapporo, and then everyone else kind of looked around, and our coach was just like, no. We're like, what?
Oscar's like, well, I'm number one goalie,
Yeah,
so.
the first time we were there, everyone was at the table, and our coach like came by and was like, okay, guys, like this guy's being super generous. He's buying this meal, but like let's not go crazy. Like don't get the lobster. And then all you hear is like a minute later, and Oscar's like, yeah, I'll do the steak and lobster. And then he kind of like looks over at our coach and just smiles.
And then
And then a
a
big
double
liter of beer. What?
I was just saying, then the double lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone starts getting lobster, and then he's just fuming.
No,
Those trips are always fun, though.
those are awesome. I wish, like, I think, was it during COVID we were supposed to go down to Arizona?
For games, yeah.
You're supposed to play an exhibition game against Arizona State.
Yeah, like that would have been unreal.
Yeah. And I remember talking to coach about it before it like kind of fell apart. 'Cause I forget the reason why it fell through or something like that. Like, I
They
don't
probably
like
just
it.
wouldn't want to play us.
Yeah. They didn't want to lose, yeah, it was like, yeah, like if we go down, the only rule is that you got to be on the plane the next morning.
Marty got booted.
Marty got booted.
Oh,
Oh,
smell
no.
ya, buddy.
All
Just
right.
Johnny and I till Marty comes back.
All right, yeah, we'll tell you. Yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
I'll continue the story. But yeah, he's like, yeah, the only rule is you got to be on the plane the next day. I was like, cool.
Oh, that might, hey coach, that might be tough.
Yeah. I don't know if how many guys are waking up for that. Depends what time your
Time,
plane rides at.
yeah, like what time's the bus to the airport?
Yeah. It's at 7 a.m. I don't know how many guys are gonna be on
Yeah,
it.
or I just wish that our conference, or like I wish that like our the only thing that I wish that was different about our college hockey was that we would like travel like outside of like your area more.
Yeah, like more than like a 4 hour bus trip to our
Yeah.
that was probably a what, our farthest in conference game.
Yeah, it was like 4.5 hours.
Yeah, but like that, which I didn't mind because like there's nothing worse than like a Saturday night game after a big win and then you're on a bus for 3 or 4 hours. You're like, okay.
No, I know.
Like, especially when guys are taking their time in the room because you kind of like want to go out after you're feeling good after a win. You're just like, okay, boys, like, let's go. Like, untie your skates, like, get in the shower. Like, come on,
Yeah,
let's
those
go.
are always the worst. I remember that when we went to Pittsburgh, we
Yeah.
played a Saturday night, and then we had to drive home through the night. Remember that bus driver that looked like we had two bus drivers. Remember the first one that took like the first 8 hour shift, and then he came back and the lights were on. He looked like he aged like 15,000 years.
Yeah, because there was a bed at the back, and I didn't know that we had two bus drivers. So I came from the front of the bus because that was my freshman year. So I'm, riding bitch at the front.
Yeah.
And I go back and I'm like, oh, there's a bed here. I pulled out the curtains and I see Santa Claus in there. And I'm like, oh my God. He just turns over and looks at me. He's like, just growling at me. I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy.
Marty. Actually,
that trip, I didn't even have a, seat.
No.
That trip. For some reason, I did not have a seat because not a lot of guys were willing to double up.
Yeah, and we had all the coaches, a trainer, Garves.
Yeah, like our
media. A lot of people, two bus drivers. We were missing three seats in the back because of their bed. So it's like we were kind of crammed.
Yeah, and so I didn't have this seat. So I would wait till guys go to sleep on the floor. And then I think that bus trip, it was a 16-hour bus trip. I think I got 20 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
And it was because I finally found like two empty seats. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Cause I was standing for some of it. And then I get woken up and like, hey, can I have my seat back? And like, obviously you got to say, yeah. So you're like, oh my God. Like, that's just like, it was brutal. But then we were bumping tunes and salami at the front and all that.
Yeah. We were having a grand old time through that huge snowstorm too. That was like 6 feet of snow.
Take that in. Like, we played a game, traveled 16 hours back, and then had to chill at the rink for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out because our cars were buried. And then we get home. No one's got groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to the grocery store. You got to park two streets away because you can't even get into our house, carry all the groceries in. And we had a dog at our house. So there was a couple people like in our house already, like babysitting this dog. And they're like, hey, you guys want to go skiing today? Oh, no, that's okay.
No, that's all right.
I think so. 24 hours.
School was shut down for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best day ever.
But we did say, yeah, let's go to Keyport.
Yeah, somehow we managed to go to the beer store for some reason.
We had a tough time getting the groceries, but Keyport was open.
Yeah.
We were good citizens during that, though. Every time we saw a car stuck out our window, we'd go out and push it.
Oh, yeah. Like
turning. Oh, yeah. I remember that one guy on Hewitt. That was on Hewitt, right? Or was it on Hammond?
Hewitt.
But yeah. What a irrelevant piece to that story. But yeah. Yeah, we were good guys, Marty.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Marty. What happened? You got tossed out of here?
Yeah, I don't know. It literally froze and then the whole app shut down on me, on my computer.
Oh, that sucks. That time for a new one. Text Dave, he'll send you a new laptop. Your computer must be tired because it's in your bed, so it's got to be sleeping.
Okay, me and Johnny been back on the COD trading tavern now that you're home, I guess. So,
have you?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling me.
You just got back.
I haven't.
You've been home for what, 4 days this summer?
I haven't plugged my Xbox into my TV since I've been home. Jeez. So I'll have to do that immediately after we hang up here. So thanks for listening to the podcast. We have other business to attend to. Anyways, Johnny, we should talk about what we're doing tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Tomorrow, Taver and I are fortunate enough. The hockey guys got invited to the NHL Alumni Association golf tournament in Uxbridge, Ontario, which is just north of Toronto. And, obviously me and Taver are the closest to that. So we'll be representing the boys. And we got to golf with some Hall of Famers and chit chat and Marty, wake up, bud.
Oh, sorry.
And it'll be sweet. I'm a little nervous because I'm an absolute putrid golfer, so I'm gonna embarrass myself tomorrow, especially when they see my golf clubs, because all my grips are like ripped and shit like that. I'm going to have the worst fucking style on the course, but doesn't matter. I got my boy Taver, who golf shoots in the 70s, and he's nasty.
The good thing is, Johnny, the good thing is it's a shotgun start, which sounds a lot more dangerous than it is. But it basically means everyone starts at the same time, just on different holes. So no one has to watch your first tee shot other than the guys in our group.
Amazing. That was the worst part about when we did our team golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you got 25 guys behind you, and all you're thinking is, don't shank the ball, don't shank the ball, don't shank the ball. What do? Shank the fucking ball. Everyone laughs. You turn around, couple fuck yous. There you go.
Everyone's having a good old time here, eh?
Yeah. All right, boys, I'm in the tree line.
Yeah, and then the person that was laughing the hardest shanks his too, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Best golf joke is how many times you say fucking golf? Around 100 to 120 times.
Yeah, depending on how you shoot.
If no one understood that joke, it's because that's what my score is.
Well, you better not shoot that tomorrow. I was pumped. Who did?
Me.
Nice.
And I was actually pumped about it.
Yeah, that's really good.
I thought my score was going to be way lower, though. But I was still happy, but it just felt like I played such a good game. And then I was like, oh.
You played with Frizz? Was that when you were playing with Frizz?
No, it was when me and my brother went out like 6 times or 7 times this year.
Would you
shoot? Oh, yeah, you've been playing quite a bit.
Yeah.
Would you shoot?
A 99.
Oh, perfect. You shot a Gretz.
Yeah, you got the Gretzky.
Oh, boy.
I mean, usually I'm like 110, 115, so it's like a lot of strokes off.
Yeah, that would be a really good round for you, yeah.
All you got to keep in mind is, like, compared to the average golfer, you shoot in the 90s, that's, like, really, really good.
Yeah. Yep, the average golfer can't beat 100.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, a legit thing.
Wow.
Yeah, if you shoot it like below 100, you're in like the top, like, I don't know the exact. I think it's like 30 or 40% of golfers.
Well, I did that, so.
Yeah, so that's why you're an elite athlete. That's why you're a pro athlete, man.
Yeah.
It's like, are you surprised?
I love how we're talking about this, and Taver's probably just thinking like, yeah, boys, you guys are dog shit.
No, I'm kind of pissed. Like, I'm pissed at myself because it's like, once you get to a certain point, like if you play a lot, it's actually so much harder to get better.
Yeah.
Like bringing your score from what would you normally shoot? Like 78?
No, like, dude, I shoot consistently every round this year. I've been between 80 and 83. I have not shot below. I have not shot above.
Yeah. And like,
just boring.
Imagine like getting to the low 70s, like shaving 10 strokes off your game. Like that's.
No, that would be amazing, but I can't. You can't do it. I don't know why.
No, that's like the hardest thing to do.
You have to like practice and stuff. Like, it's not really my thing.
Hit the ball a little better though, right?
Yeah, I just want to put a nice swing on it. Maybe hit a little left to right tight draw with the boys, you know?
Yeah.
Snap it around.
Yeah, like if I could just snap it around on the golf course, that'd be so nice. I wish golf was a team sport. That'd be so much more fun.
Taver, you're going to have to take a video for me tomorrow of Johnny's first tee off with your group.
With Elliot?
I'll tell you one thing right now, boys. My driver is not seeing the light of day tomorrow. I don't care if it's a par 7, 900 yards. I'm using my 5-iron.
Come on, don't hit one driver off the first tee just for fun.
No, I cannot hit my driver. If there was a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to hit my driver.
I'll just get the NHL guys to bully you into doing it.
No, yeah. I'll stand my ground. Big.
Use Towers Club. Those things probably shave 20 points off your score.
Yeah, my I don't have to swing with my clubs. They just hit the ball for me.
Yeah, go gadget driver.
Driver 200 yards straight.
Dude,
putter 15 yards left to right.
I'm a little nervous about filming with some of the former players tomorrow, just because obviously, like, you know,
beat my face in.
Some of them, yeah, could either beat our face in or they're in the NHL Hall of Fame. So it's a little intimidating. And one of the suggestions for one of our videos was the tortilla challenge. And I don't know how I feel about slapping a guy who's got 4 Stanley Cup rings in the face with a tortilla.
I'll do it. I don't care who you are. You can't escape, you can't escape the tortilla challenge.
Yeah, just hold the water in there, bud.
What if there's just some super, like, older gentleman that's there and you just smack him with a tortilla, just KOs.
Yeah, like he played in the NHL in like the 60s and he comes,
yeah,
he's got like his oxygen tank and he's boom.
You chirp him. Come on, I thought you played in the show. I thought you were tough. Yeah. Well, boys, it's that time of the podcast. I've got a message from our friends over at Manscaped.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I don't know if you've heard, but if you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer.
Ooh.
You guys hear that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, when you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from pubes to bum. Yep, you heard that right.
Follow the trail.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leader in below-the-belt grooming is making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pant partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into the Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with our code NOBADDAYS. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. We love Manscaped, don't we, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you head on over to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping using the code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com, as I already said. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com. It's smooth sack summer, boys. Get on board or get left behind. That's an ad read for you.
I am not getting left. I am not.
Whoever is articulating those reads deserves a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is one creative mind right there.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
I don't know what's better, like whoever's writing that, like then the talent going into that, or a smooth ball summer, or smooth
sack summer. Yeah, it's, you know, it's hot girl. It's that hot girls have hot girl summer, and us guys, we have hot sacks or smooth sack summer.
Yeah,
we also have hot sack summer.
Yeah, yeah. It depends if you're wearing jeans in the middle of the day in August.
Yeah, that's true.
Hot sack summer.
Yeah. Did you guys see Lil Wayne and Drake's performance in Toronto? A couple highlights of it. Looked pretty sick.
I did not. No. Apparently he didn't sing Lollipop, Lil Wayne.
Oh no, how crushing.
Actually, Drake was at the Lady Gaga concert today. That's why he was late to OVO.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Isn't that so? He made everyone that bought tickets to his concert late because he was at a Lady Gaga concert.
Because he was down the street at the Rogers Center.
That is so sick.
That's baller.
Did they have a song together, or was he just like listening for a bit?
No, like he was in attendance watching the show.
I would have guessed that.
What? As you should be, right?
You should be. Lady Gaga's in town. Can't really miss that. Especially like when you're Drake, like, you know, you can get a ticket, no problem. And then, and then he bounced over to OVO Fest.
So who are the other special guests?
So that's it. He called it the, what was their label? Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires.
I don't know.
That was like the OG label that they were all on together. And then, so he called it the Young Money. Yeah, it was the YMCMB reunion. That's what he called the show.
Nice.
So yeah, it was just him, Lil Wayne, and Nicki. Oh, and then he brought out Smiley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think they did Over the Top together.
Prada and Gucci,
they don't go together. And then I think he sang Live Season 2. Like, tell him no word from my guy.
All right, got a couple questions here before we take off for the night. Take off.
take off.
Yeah, take all. Got a question. No limit to the money. I wish. What's everyone's favorite item from the merch drop?
Mine are the mesh shorts for sure.
Mine are the mesh shorts too.
Shorts are nasty.
Mm-hmm. I like the blue pair.
What?
I like the blue pair.
I think the orange ones, or like the peach or orange.
Oh yeah. Those ones are cool.
But we all got the white.
Yeah, man.
Which, got to be careful with those.
Yeah, don't wear those during hockey practice, Johnny.
Yeah, don't wear those playing ball hockey for 3 days in 90-degree weather, because they'll turn yellow.
Oh yeah.
They're pretty white right now.
PSA, yeah. Good public service announcement.
All I got the stains out.
That's good. All right, I got a voice memo here. Let me know if you guys can hear this.
Greetings to my favorite pod squad. It's been a while since I've sent in a question. I will be on a road trip tomorrow, and obviously we'll be listening to a new episode of the No Bad Days podcast. But besides that, what are some of your other recommendations for good road trip podcasts or music to listen to? Hope you guys are having a great summer and can't wait to hear another new episode.
I would say my new recent thing is on Spotify that I never did was going in my daily mix.
Yeah.
Or like the recommended songs.
Yeah, and then you just kind of get some
genres that I listen to. Yeah, I've added like probably 50 new songs to my playlists between country and rock.
There's some like sneaky ones that you don't really know in there and that you kind of grow to like when you're on a roadie.
Yeah. So that's my recommendation, I guess, if you have Spotify. I don't know if Apple Music does it or not, but
they don't.
Johnny and I just keep it super simple. We alternate between like spitting chiclets, country music, and then when we're feeling tired, we throw on some Drake, get the vibes high. It's basically our secret to success when it comes to podcasts and music.
Sometimes you guys freestyle.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we just turn on instrumental beat and we just freestyle too.
We make our own tunes.
Yeah, we produce our own beats. So we just sit in silence and just sing, make up new songs.
Which we've literally done, like, he's not kidding. Like, we've done that before.
Multiple times. Yeah, we're not
ashamed. 3:30 in the morning, driving to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Marty's in the back going, you guys think you could turn it down like a bit?
Yeah. It's like, hey, bud, like, we're driving you. You gotta listen to our rules.
We're like, well, you're in the back, so no.
Yeah, you're in the back, so.
Tommy's fresh off of Starbucks Nitro Cold Brew.
Yeah, that I had at 2:45.
I can't even remember. I remember when I had the pre-workout.
Yeah.
The pre-workout and my face was, like, melting, it felt like.
Yeah, that especially because you're not used to that either.
I was wired.
Yeah, it feels like you had legit bugs in your face.
Felt like I was running full speed beside the car while we were driving down the highway.
You're ready to go through a wall for the boys.
Oh yeah. If like, honestly, if someone tried to fight me in the middle of the highway, I'd have got out of the car and just went them for the boys. So I do everything for the boys.
Anything.
Anything and everything.
Everything.
Any more questions?
What?
Any more questions?
No, that was it. Well, to be fair to the audience, I only put it up about 25 minutes ago. So not a lot of time to answer.
So as we were recording.
Yes, of course. Yeah. No, yeah. For sure.
I see.
Because obviously I don't really think of these things till before. But then when I do, I still do them. So I still get full credit. But I just like, we don't get all the results we want.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You had your guy though.
No, I did. Like, you guys didn't do anything, so. And like, if you're out there and you didn't answer to the, if you saw the story and you didn't answer and we're recording at 8:18, so you can check Eastern time and you haven't answered yet, then that's on you too. Like, it's not on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you follow our Instagram and you didn't answer our story with a question, then I cannot accept that blame for you. You have to do that yourself.
Again, you got to soak it.
Yeah. You're just going to have to soak that one, and your punishment would have to be to listen to every single other podcast twice and download them twice. So, no, I don't make the rules, but it's just how it goes.
Can't kill the messenger, right?
No, you can't.
No, because no, like, if you do, then who's going to spread the word?
No, yeah, and like, how are you going to get your Amazon packages on time if the messenger is dead? You know?
You're not going to be with him.
I never thought about that.
Like, how are you gonna get your like, what do people order on Amazon? Like, your succulent plants on time if the messenger has been dead because someone killed them.
The messenger won't be able to, as Johnny said it, resuscitate.
What's the word?
Reiterate.
Okay. What did
you said? Retititate.
Yeah, actually.
I actually don't remember what you said, but it wasn't it. It made Jordan and I laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good for one of those every now and then, I guess.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just a tongue twister.
That's what I'm here for, boys.
That's what the messenger is there for.
Yeah, a little, the messenger was there.
Well, someone must have killed him because I didn't get the message. That.
Oh, yeah, no, he was, work. Yeah. The messenger didn't get that memo to your brain.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Yeah, he's just walking down the hallway right now, actually. All right, should we... Marty's already kicked off the Xbox, so we got to go.
Yeah, Marty's already in the lobby, so...
So yeah, that concludes episode number 54 of that No Bad Days podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure to subscribe, loud and download, and thanks for tuning in.
Download. Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.